Ruined tits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. Let's talk
about text.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Welcome, Tex. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Closo. How are you, mate?
Not very bad at all. Having a lovely morning this morning. Let's get straight to it. How was it last weekend to get into the sheds after that game and decompress?
Wasn't the best one.
No.
We're three-quarter time, it was two and a half goals down, and I was pretty confident we might have been able to roll them, but it wasn't to be. Their class shone through and just shows us where we're probably at the moment. So we've still got a fair bit of work to do, but two back-to-back six-day breaks means you got to lick the wounds and jump straight back in. So we've got a big game this week coming on Thursday night.
Hey, Tex. You say you were confident, but it didn't look perhaps like the rest of the group was that confident in that final quarter. Is it a bit of the chicken and the egg? Like, how do you get that confidence to go forward?
Oh, I suppose confidence comes from consistently doing things, and we're not consistently doing things at the moment, but I still have belief in our group that we had the team to beat Richmond, but it wasn't to be. They were too good for us, so we reviewed it, and as I said, we've got to move forward quickly because we've got a big game on Thursday night.
So how do you shape up for the Cats then?
Yeah, obviously Dougie hurt his ankle, so he'll miss out. Hopefully Tails gets through the main session today. Eddie did a fair bit of training over the weekend, so he might put his hands up. And I think that's about it. I had a look at the sample on the weekend, which was good for the Grigg family to go along for the MND. And we had some really good performers there in Riley Knight, Paddy Wilson, Rory Atkins. I thought Alex Keith played really well, and Sam Gibson also played really well. So we've got some pressure coming from underneath, which is probably the first time this year we've had that. So we've got a few guys in form, which is good.
So with Daniel Taylor, pretty well straight after the game, they were saying he was injured and that he looked like he might be missing next week. Does he put his hand up and say, no, I'm going to be there, or is it a doctor's decision whether his injury's going to keep him out or not?
Oh, probably a mixture. Tails knows his body better than anyone else, so he'll have a run around today and see how he gets through that.
Now, Tex, in the pre-game coverage on Channel 7 on Friday night, there was a feature on yourself. Not sure if you've seen it. You obviously wouldn't have seen
with
it Carlton on the
draft.
Night. Yep.
Carlton draft, 46 seconds.
Yeah. So you were asked who you would have over for dinner if you could choose two people.
Have a beer with.
Oh, have a beer with.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. Let's take a listen.
Great pub, the Alma. How long have you had it for?
4 years in September.
So who else is in it with you?
Rue, Sloaney, Danger.
Oh, yeah, that guy. You can have a beer with anyone on the planet. Who's it going to be?
I'm going to choose two, Kate Ritchie and Roger Federer.
Kate Ritchie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you talk us through that one?
Should see the look on his face at the moment. Can I just point that out?
Love Home and Away.
But Sally's not on Home and Away anymore.
Yeah, but I still watch Home and Away every now and again. I still love Sally, Kate Ritchie.
She's left her mark on Home and Away. Even when you watch Home and Away now, there's still a bit of Sal left in Home and Away.
Very much so.
Have you met Kate Ritchie?
No, I haven't.
Is that a lifelong ambition for you?
Yeah, much to Ellie's disgust.
She's a lovely girl. I worked with her on a show called It Takes Two.
What was that about?
It was where they put D-list singers like me with celebrities and taught them how to sing and stuff that. I was mentoring people. I wasn't mentoring people. I was just having a ball.
Well, Tex, if that's yours, then Ali, who's her, the one person she'd love to meet?
I don't know. I haven't asked her. I might have to ask her.
See what the exchange rate is.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We'll see.
Hey, there's also a really beautiful story doing the rounds at the moment about a boy that works at the club, Jacob, good friend of yours. People who haven't met Jacob a bit about him.
So Jacob has Down syndrome and he's been working at the club for, I think it was 6 or 7 years. So he came along when Neil Craig was coach, and I just I love him. I reckon he's a great kid, and his maturity since first coming in has been amazing. Like, we had to tell him, because his emotions were a bit up and down when he first came in, and we had to tell him that you have to leave everything at the door. You're not allowed to bring anything in, and he's now got a wooden box with a crow sticker on it, so that if he has a bad sleep or something's going on in his life, he'll take it into a room and talk to the box, close it, leave it in the room, and then come back out, and he'll go and get it at the end of the day. So things like that he's been able to do, which has helped him in everyday life. And where he lives in Edwardstown, he's a king.
Yeah.
He's a dead set king. He came over for dinner one night when Bernie and I were living together, and we dropped him home. We thought, we'll go in and have a look. And it was literally like an NBA start of a match. That, you know how they call their names out, they do all the high fives, and he was doing that as he was walking in. It was great. He's a great kid. So,
and he addresses the team as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, we get him to pump the boys up every now and again. We might need it today. We'll get him to pump it up after a loss. So
awesome.
And talking as you were early on about the Sandful and getting dunked the other day at that
fresh
game to help out. I mean, it's a big part of what clubs do, isn't it? Is getting involved with community events and getting people who are down on their luck or people who need a bit of a hand up. It's part of what the boys do as their everyday life in the game, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mitch Grigg, he was on our list for a while, and I played a fair bit of footy with Griggy, and his old man's been diagnosed with MND, so they did a dunking thing at the Norwood Parade on Saturday. So Eddie and I went along and had sodas and a few old Norwood guys. So it was great to go along and get dunked.
Yeah, good on you for getting involved. All right, it's that time of day.
Oh,
what
yeah.
have you got for us?
Well, there's a bit of sad news, Alana. The bloke who wrote the song Hokey Pokey, he's passed away. But even sadder still was the news from his funeral. It took them 12 hours to bury him. They put his left leg in, they took his left leg out, and they shook it all about.
Tex Walker for Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle, our house, your home. Good luck, Tex.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tex.
Cheers, mate.